All right, welcome to another episode of the Ohio College Tech Prep Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cola. I work at Kent State University in the Tech Prep office. This month, I am interviewing Dr. Glavin from Mentor Schools, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Lakeshore Compact and Mentor's Career Academies. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Glavin.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
So before we start, can you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your job and your role in the Compact?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the Director of Workforce Development for Mentor Schools as well as Lakeland Community College. And in addition to wearing many hats, I am also the Director of the Lakeshore Compact. So Lakeshore Compact is a career technical planning district, and we help provide the CTE programs for Euclid, Wycliffe, and Mentor Schools. That's my main role, is kind of helping with the operations of those career tech programs. And then obviously workforce development kind of weaves in and out of there in a lot of different areas.
Great, thank you. So we're here to talk primarily about new career academies. So can you tell me a little bit about the academies?
This is one of our new initiatives that we rolled out this year. And I think it's something that a lot of your listeners will be able to possibly take some tangible takeaways from this and possibly implement in their own districts as well. So one of the things that we've run into, that everybody else has run into, is our seat capacity issues. And that's the fact that we have more people wanting to do career technical education courses now than we've ever had. And what's happening is that we're struggling to, how do we meet that demand of those students? So a good example would be Mentor High School. We're at Mentor High School, 38% of our juniors and seniors are currently enrolled in some form of career technical education. Now that's awesome, 38%, that's fantastic. The issue we run into is that last year, 17% of our 10th graders were waitlisted for CTE programs. So we had students that are applying to get into the program, but we don't have the capacity to offer them those seats. So a good example would be like our healthcare programs, where we get over 100 students that will apply for 24 seats. So it's a really big demand. Part of what my main role is for Lakeshore Compact, for Mentor Schools, for Lakeland Community College, is how can we address this gap and how can we fix this so we can have more students going into these careers? Because obviously we have the demand from the employers. There are jobs waiting for students. And if we have students that are interested, it falls on us to figure out how can we meet that demand. And so that kind of led to the career academies. What we did was, so we have a variety of ways to offer career technical education, and that goes from our traditional, what everybody thinks of, which is the two-year programs where you're there half a day in the morning, half a day in the afternoon, junior, senior year. There's also some of the newer ones, which are used to be called senior-only credentials. Now we're calling them industry-recognized credential programs. And then there's also things like job training coordination programs, there's, you know, FCS, there's a lot of different ways. So what we said is, what's a way that we can maximize exposure to students without increasing costs for our district? So obviously we're in the same place that a lot of school districts or a lot of businesses are in, where we're trying to limit the increase in costs while we manage what we're doing in our district. So what we did is we said, with our existing resources, how could we expand career technical education? And we were able to do that through the way of Mentor Schools Career Academies. And what those are, essentially, is we went ahead and we looked at current existing elective courses that are offered at our high school. And we said, how can we reimagine these to have more of a industry credential-driven focus? And so through doing that, we were able to add 8 different career academies that are going to start next fall. And those include aviation, business, workforce ready, construction, culinary. We have our Mentor Fire EMT, our digital media, and young professionals. So these courses, what we did is we tried to make them not only expand what we can offer, but make them accessible for all students. So whether you have a student who's taking 4 AP courses and another CCP course, we wanted to make sure that kids that have those robust schedules still have the opportunity for career exposure. So these academies, in many cases, they are 1 period a day, they are 1 credit, and they're 1 year in length. So that way it can fit in anybody's schedule regardless of how rigorous their schedule is, but allows them to still get that exposure and also earn some of those industry recognized credentials. all of the programs that I mentioned there, in terms of career technical kind of jargon, they would fall under industry recognized credential programs, so the, what used to be called senior only. So they do result in those students earning a 12-point industry recognized credential in some form, which is a graduation pathway for many. And that's kind of how we started to roll those out. So we initially announced this probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And since then, the demand has been and the response has been amazing. So we are ready in terms of student requests, because students start to make their schedules and they request what they want to take. We've already had enough of a request and demand that we're looking at multiple sections for each of these academies. So it's pretty, it's a pretty exciting time for us. We're really excited because what it's really going to allow us to do is expand that and reach. 38% of kids taking career tech is awesome. Obviously, our goal is that 100% of kids should have some career exposure. So it's going to benefit everybody. So that's what we're trying to get closer to. And I think this is really more in line with Governor DeWine or Lieutenant Governor Husted. When we talk about it, it's not so much career tech for some, it's career tech for all. And in order to scale that, in order to reach capacity, it's going to have to go through the high schools.
Absolutely. You talked a little bit about it because the demand was there, but is there anything else you want to say about what prompted the creation of these academies?
So obviously when we talk about demand, it's demand from students, but it's also really demand from industry. So when we look at programs, and this is just, you know, career tech education in general, you really got to have three things to have a successful program. And those three things are, the first one is there's got to be demand from the organizations, from the employers, right? Because if employers aren't looking to hire people in these industries, what are we doing, right? We're trying to help people have a career and raise a family, right? And stay in Northeast Ohio. So the first part is there a demand outside? And if employers are looking for it, that's great. The second demand is there demand from students? Because ultimately, if somebody on the outside really, really wants something, but nobody wants to do that, it's not going to be successful, right? We can work with it and we can make it more exciting, but ultimately, you got to have demand from the students and the employers. So those are the two most important. But then you come into the third one, which is, do we have the capacity and do we have the skill set to offer those, right? So those are really where, when you get those, it's kind of like a three-legged stool. And if you have all three of those legs, you can have a successful program. And for us, and for a lot of these academies, it was the perfect alignment of what the employers were looking for, the students were wanting to take, and what mentor schools, what our instructors had a passion to instruct. So a good example would be like the Aviation Academy. Our Aviation Academy, it's where students are going to go ahead and they're going to be able to obtain their FAA 107 remote pilot drone license.
How cool.
Yeah, super cool. It's really exciting and it's really relevant. As we look at Northeast Ohio, where the Cleveland Clinic in, you know, 2025, they're already saying they're going to start having drone delivery for pharmaceutical prescriptions. We knew this was relevant for our students and it would be something that's going to be in demand. And we had an instructor, one of our project lead the way engineering instructors, who has a passion for aviation, who's interested in these. So when you have someone who has a passion for it, and you have a demand and you have students who want to take it, it's set up that where he was able to kind of help guide us and collaborate with us to figure out what does this course look like. Now, obviously, it has the drone component, but it's obviously it's also just aviation careers in general. So we're really excited for that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I wish these things existed when I was in high school.
Yeah. I would say the Aviation Academy is by far, it's having we're having a tremendous amount of demand for Aviation Academy. Construction Academy is exactly what you would think it of. People want to go into construction. Really all the academies, yeah, tremendous amount of demand.
You talked about the teachers and their passion. What else did Mentor need to get these programs started?
So we worked really well with our business advisory council, Cardinal Connect, that we have at Mentor Schools. And what that is, that's essentially our group of businesses and community members that help guide us in some of our decisions. Because ultimately, what I always come back to and I'll tell people is, you know, I love offering these programs. I love helping put them together, but I'm never going to hire a student to fly a drone. I'm never going to hire someone to cook in a restaurant. That's not my path. That's not what I'm going to do. So what we have to do is make sure that we're speaking to those employers and saying, what do you require? What do you need? And if we provide these skills, if they demonstrate these and earn these credentials, will you hire them? And that's really what we did. So there's the passion from the instructors, and then there's also the guidance from the employers. And that was one of those things where we started looking at these academies. I pushed out some of the credentials and I said, hey, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at ServSafe, you know, food handler and ServSafe food manager. Are these beneficial? If we had these, if a student had these, would they be more employable? Would they be a better resource for the business? And that's really kind of what guides it for us. Because then if they say, yes, this is what we want to do, then we look to how can we go ahead and put that in our program. And that's really where I think we've seen a shift, at least for us at Mentor Schools. We've really engaged with our business partners and our employers in the community to say, what is beneficial for you? What skills do our students need? So instead of us telling them what we think they need, let the ones who are hiring them tell us. And then we work together to how do we deliver that. So Mentor Fire EMT Academy is another great example where we knew there was a decrease in applications for public safety professionals. So working with the fire chief, he came to us. We talked about the idea of offering a program to increase interest in public safety and, you know, EMT. And that's something that we've gone ahead and did. So again, listening to those employers and help that guide our decisions.
Sure. These programs sound amazing, and you've done amazing work with these employers and with your teachers and done right by your students. How might others in other districts create similar programs?
So what I would say is that's what's so great about the academies. And I've shared one of the awesome things in Ohio is that we all do a really great job of collaborating together, specifically career technical education. We have Ohio ACTE, which is a great umbrella organization, and it just allows us a consistent place for us to get together and kind of communicate and go through ideas. So a lot of these academies I've been sharing with other CTPDs is that within our high school, we all have similar resources. So regardless of the size, because it's easy to say, you know, Mentor High School, they're one of the largest high schools in the state. That's true. So we do have a lot of these options. That's why we're able to roll out 8 in 1 year. That's 100% true. But what I would say is the majority of schools have some type of electives. So regardless of size, they probably have a family consumer science. So maybe they have some type of cooking class, right? They have some type of business class, whether that's an office or Microsoft Office or an accounting. So you kind of look within your existing structure and say, what do we currently offer? And how can we allow these industry recognized credentials that, again, are business kind of driven to guide our curriculum and guide our instruction? So that way we're helping our students have these tangible outcomes that'll help. You know, we talk about employment a lot, but it's also, these are great things as you're looking to pursue, whether it's a 2-year, a 4-year continuing education. You want to make sure you're going on the right path, that you're interested in what you're going into. And these credentials help allow you to kind of experience that a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds like a no-brainer to me. Embedding these things that already exist into your already existing courses.
A good example, again, like, so I said cooking class. I took international foods when I was at Mentor High School myself, right? Fantastic class. You know, we made crepes. It was delicious. What I would say is we still have those similar classes, but by adding like an industry recognized credential like ServSafe food allergens or ServSafe food handler, it still allows you to be in the class. It still allows the same situation. It's just giving you those industry recognized skill sets.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you have anything else you want to say about the career academies before I shift focus?
No, you know, I'm really excited about the academies, and obviously I'm really available and open to help or talk with anybody. If anybody's interested after they listen to this and they want to, you know, get some more information, that'd be great. I'll share with you the link for the catalog that we have if you want, Matt, and maybe when you send out this email, you go ahead and share that catalog so they can kind of see it.
Yeah.
And they can always reach out to me.
And I'll also put it in the episode description.
Cool. Perfect.
So to shift focus, I know the Compact and your district have some amazing partnerships right now with Lakeland involving getting your high school students college credit. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the really exciting things that we did this year was a few months ago, we strengthened our partnership with Lakeland Community College through the newly created position of Director of Workforce Development. And that was through a partnership between our Lake County commissioners who helped fund part of this with Lakeland Community College and Mentor Schools. And with that partnership, we created this new position, which I have stepped into. And as Director of Workforce Development, it allows us the ability to more seamlessly collaborate to help kind of push some of these initiatives and kind of remove a lot of, realistically, the red tape and kind of the things that typically have slowed down institutions in the past. just because I'm able to collaborate as being internal on all these organizations. And so within the first few months, we've had some really exciting and really positive breakthroughs already. So some of those that I could share would be, the first one is, so Lakeland Community College, we just went through the application process and we were approved as a IMAP provider. That's an individual micro assistance credential program. And that's through the state of Ohio, through the Office of Workforce Transformation. So Lakeland was awarded $250,000 to allow us to upskill and provide industry credential training for any community member that's in Northeast Ohio.
Wow.
That was a really big one right off the bat. We just found that out a couple weeks ago. But some of the other ones that we did is, it's the idea of College Credit Plus. In Ohio, we're very lucky that the Ohio Department of Higher Education and the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce, along with the governor's office, everybody values college credit and the ability for us to allow our students and families to get experience and exposure to this when the cost is minimal to them or basically non-existent. So what we're always looking at is, how can we expand College Credit Plus? You know, I see these reports that come through and it's, we're using it throughout the state, but we know we could be using it more, right? And we know that there's pockets, there's a lot of barriers sometimes to entry, whether that's, you know, transportation is usually the main one, but it's either transportation or it could be academics or things like that. You know, my goal is, I want all students to have the opportunity to be successful, not the opportunity to prove that they can have the opportunity to be successful. So that's something that we've worked with Lakeland. And some of the things that have happened is, one of the first ones is that we've looked to embed our College Credit Plus classes into our CTE programs. So a really nice overlap of College Credit Plus, plus career technical education, and overlapping those. And what we did was, so CTAGs, which are something that are common in career tech education, awesome. We have CTAGs, we utilize those, they're fantastic. Those are things where we get college credit that'll transfer to any publicly funded university in the state of Ohio based on a demonstration of how they did in their CTE class. So CTAGs are great. What we've had in the past is, we also have bilateral agreements. So those are things where, if it's not a CTAG, we would have an agreement with an institution and it would allow us to provide bilateral credit if a student went to that college. What we've done is, we're looking to kind of move away from the bilateral, which is a pass-fail, which sometimes doesn't transfer to other institutions, and we've switched to CCP for a number of reasons. The main one is, it allows those students to get that exposure to college in a very purposeful way. So it allows them to actually be enrolled in the college, see what it's like, and they experience the whole feel of what that's like. And then they receive that CCP credit, which again transfers to any public university. So working on that over the last few months, what we've been able to do is, we embedded CCP credits into six of our CTE programs that we offer. So those programs include our EMT Academy, it includes our business, our healthcare, our IT, our construction, and our manufacturing. So we embedded those in there, and already the results are starting to show some amazing things that we were hoping to see, and we're seeing them. With this expansion, we were able to have an additional 107 students enroll in CCP courses this past January.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
Yeah, 107. It's quite a bit. So to put that in context a little bit of how incredible that is, our CCP enrollment from 2 years ago, from 2 years ago in the spring to right now in spring, we have doubled it. We had a 100% increase. So we doubled our CCP enrollment overall at Mentor High School.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. So those are two of the main parts of our partnership. The third one that I would also say is our goal of expanding CCP with traditional classes. So what we announced at our State of the Schools by our superintendent is that we strengthen our partnership with a new concept that's going to be starting in the fall, and it's called Lakeland at Paradigm. So Paradigm is our professional development center we have behind Mentor High School. And we have partnered with Lakeland to allow for an expansion of College Credit Plus classes that will occur on the Mentor campus. So in the fall of 24, we are going to have 8 College Credit Plus classes that our students will be able to take. It's only one period a day. You know, each class is only one period a day. It's 3 to 4 times per week. So again, working on ways for us to minimize and remove barriers for all students to participate, right? And again, the biggest barrier we know is transportation for most. So for us to do that with career tech, and now to also expand it with the traditional classes. To give you examples of the classes that we're offering next fall, we're offering Comp 1, Comp 2, Algebra, Trig, Economics, Psychology, Effective Public Speaking, just a lot of classes that we think are going to benefit our students and provide that foundation for if they do choose to continue on, they have a nice solid foundation when they go to college, or if they decide to go directly into the workforce, they still can continue on as well.
Sure. The last thing I have to ask is something I ask all of our interviewees. Is there anything else you want to tell me or our audience that I haven't already asked about?
No, I'll tell you, I just want to thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, Matt. I like your newsletters. I like the podcast as well. Again, as we kind of similar to when we talk about Ohio ACTE or we talk about Ohio CCS, it's that idea of creating a network. One of the common things that we say a lot, a saying is, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So it's great to kind of see that happening, and I appreciate what you're doing.
I thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That was an interview with Dr. Joe Glavin of Mentor Schools and Lakeland Community College and the Lakeshore Compact. Thank you so much, and please listen, rate, and review.